This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Large protests across the country this weekend.
From Washington, D.C. to L.A. and cities in between, no Kings protests are planned for Saturday. Organizers are predicting millions will take part nationwide this weekend. They say the protests are in response to an abuse of power by President Trump, including the immigration crackdown. Here in California, there will be protests as Vice President J.D. Vance is at Camp Pendleton to watch a live fire demonstration in honor of the Marine Corps' 250th anniversary.
ABC's Alex Stone in L.A. Ukraine's President Zelensky at the White House Friday asking for long-range Tomahawk missiles to reach Russian military bases. President Trump has hinted he's not ready to sell the missiles to Ukraine yet, after Russian President Putin asked for another summit. Former Congressman George Santos, more than 7-year prison sentence commuted Friday by President Trump. The UK's Prince Andrew is relinquishing all of his royal titles over allegations linking him to convicted sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. This is ABC News. President Trump is giving domestic automakers some relief from his tariffs by extending a special rebate on auto parts until 2030. Attorneys for Luigi Mangione argue in a new filing that President Trump's social media posts could lead to an unfair trial because they could taint the jury pool. Meta is adding new parental controls in 2026 to limit kids' interactions with artificial intelligence chatbots. And Swifties strike again. When Taylor Swift wore a vintage Monterey Bay Aquarium otter conservation T-shirt during the movie release for her The Life of a Showgirl album, her fans mobbed the aquarium. The shirt, though vintage, is from the 1990s, so the aquarium did a re-release, hoping to raise $1.3 million. They ended up averaging $100,000 in sales every 15 minutes for a grand total of $2.2 million earmarked for its sea otter conservation program. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Conrad has restless leg syndrome where it's hard to control your leg. And you got to be careful. There's a lot of expensive stuff around this studio. So, what broke over there just now?
A couple speakers.
They just redid this studio. We'll be dealing with home.
Sorry.
This is a serious thing. All right, what are we going to do here?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
He is the executive director of Back 40 Action. Will Westmoreland is here. So, Will, we can't sell our soybeans. There's no market for that. But Brooke Rollins, Secretary of Agriculture, says it's all great. What are you hearing from fellow farmers?
Well, Jane, we are the world's leader in one Department of Agriculture now that Donald Trump is president and Brooke Rollins is Secretary of Agriculture, and that's word salad.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX. La Crosse is home for Matt Nair on air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
The Brewers' season comes to an end. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers were once again dominated by the Dodgers in Los Angeles. The Dodgers winning 5-1 to complete a 4-game sweep of Milwaukee. The Brewers going from the best record in baseball to runners-up in the postseason again. Manager Pat Murphy.
We've talked about being an inch from the top and an inch from the bottom. And we faced a really, really talented team that played really, really good.
The Dodgers starting pitcher, Shohei Ohtani, named the series MVP after pitching 6 scoreless innings, striking out 10 batters, and hitting 3 home runs in the game, one that left the ballpark.
There's a reason why he's the greatest player on the planet. You know, what he did on the mound, what he did at the bat, he created a lot of memories for a lot of people. And so for us to do it in a game-clinching game at home, wins the NLCS MVP, pretty special, and I'm just happy to be able to go along for the ride.
That's Dodgers manager Dave Roberts. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and a high near 71. Tonight, chance of showers, lows in the mid-40s. Northwest winds up to 20 miles per hour. Becoming sunny on your Sunday with highs around 59, still a bit on the breezy side. For Monday, chance of showers and a high near 64.
It's 57 at our studios.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, author Laura Bird will tell us about not one, but 2 upcoming book festivals around Wisconsin, what they're about, and why you might like to check one out.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Join me, Tom Hartman, each and every weekday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program right here on Civic Media. I talk about the issues that all Wisconsinites can get behind, from unrigging our economy so it works for all of us, not just the billionaire class, to improving our representative government, to delivering on the promise of we the people. Tune in middays right here on your local Civic Media station from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program. Tag, you're it.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home
You're
for the Tom Allball Show.
Pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who never leaves the house without wearing a cup, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, for Act Two of Nightlight on this glorious Friday night here in the state of Wisconsin. Such a gorgeous night in our beautiful state. It is a Bar Band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35, and she has got outstanding music tonight, and she never ceases to amaze me. So you're going to find out some about some really great local stuff. If you can stick around for Bar Band Friday night. We talked about our least, well, not least favorite bands, but overrated bands. That's our question of the night. What is a rock band or a musician that is really overrated, in your opinion? I said Hall & Oates. I kind of said Bon Jovi, too, but I pick on Bon Jovi a lot. Not that they care, because they're Bon Jovi. But I said Hall & Oates, and Conrad said Taylor Swift.
Yes.
I keep forgetting. She broke my heart. You know, I'm trying to put that behind me.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry about
that. One of my exes, you know. And, but a couple people, Chris Moreau, Civic Media's own Chris Moreau said U2. I think they're underrated, if anything, but that's why this is such a great discussion. So let us know who you think is overrated when it comes to rock bands or musicians, folks. Conrad and I also talked. I talked about earlier when a guy passed me today on the right and then kind of juked around me and then passed the car in front of me on the left to make a left turn onto Main Street here in Green Bay. It was horribly dangerous. The guy was probably in his 70s with no shirt and moobs, but he was in a hurry. And Conrad and I discussed where we thought that guy could be going. The guy in his 70s with no shirt. Where are you in a hurry to?
The grocery store.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe that should have been our question of the night. Who knows? right now, it is my pleasure to bring back onto the show my guest who helped us close out the first hour. She is the host of New Wisco Weekend here on Civic Media and does a great job as the news bureau chief here in Northeast Wisconsin as well. And she's a good pal, Lisa Hale. Welcome
howdy,
back.
Howdy.
Howdy, howdy.
Thank
so,
you.
All right, you said you had, it's October. And right. I think I would love to find out what you thought. You saw two scary movies. You've been watching them leading up to Halloween. What can you recommend to listeners?
Ooh, if you want me to recommend, I don't like scary movies like, say, the Friday the 13th and the Saws and all that anymore.
I hate the Saws, yeah.
Oh, I really despise the Saws. Don't get me started. But... because, you know, I've outgrown that. When I was younger, oh yeah, slasher film was great. But now I've outgrown that. I want more substance to my scary films. So recent, I go back, you know, there's classic scary films that I like. The Others is one of the best ghost stories
really?
Ever put on film, if you ask me. Tell me you've seen The Others.
I have not. I haven't seen... a high amount of scary films. Because like slasher film. I don't mind being scared, but I don't need to see the special effects.
I can't tell you anything more about the others. I can't say another word other than Nicole Kidman is in it. You must watch. No, but she's good. And you must. Christopher Eccleston's in it, too. Mm. You must watch the others. Find it somewhere. It is a ghost story to beat all. I love it so much.
Now, see, from 2001, an 84% on Rotten Tomatoes, and that's kind of before Nicole Kidman turned really strange, in my opinion. So I will definitely check that out. I love a good ghost story.
It's a good ghost story. Another one that I really enjoyed that is a more recent film was Black Phone. Thought that was very, very well written. And then if you want to go classic, kind of not even classic, but taking a classic monster per se, and we're going to talk about vampires. If you're going to watch any one vampire film, make it Sinners.
Oh, love Sinners.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Actually, that was my favorite movie of the year until I saw One Battle After Another. And now I would say they're still neck and neck, but Sinners is a masterpiece.
It really is.
On
it
all
really
cylinders.
Is.
Yeah, it's great. Those are both great recommendations, Lise. Hey, do you mind if we give you a quick scary movie quiz?
You can. I don't know that I'll do so good, but I'll try.
You're gonna be okay. I think you'll do just fine. Okay. All right. Lisa Hale is here, folks. She is the host of New Wisco Weekend here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can hear it on WGW or if you're listening on WISS, or you can go to civicmedia.us and all the podcasts are cataloged from past shows. It's a great show. She has agreed to take the Nightlight Classic Halloween Movie Quiz compiled by the Kid Conrad. You already looked depressed, Conrad. The Brewers haven't even started yet. What is going on over there? You just look like this hangdog expression.
It's just the thought of the Brewers.
Oh, poor Con.
Are you a Brewer fan, Lise?
It's sports.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that has a ball, and I know that, you know, people throw it or do something with it. That's about the extent of my sports.
I'm familiar with sports.
That's a good analogy of sports.
Thanks for breaking that down like only a journalist could.
That's me, honey.
All right, here we go. Our classic Halloween movie quiz taken by Lisa Hale. Number one, and these are multiple guesses. So, okay. And I will say, when I looked this over, the first question was the hardest, so don't panic.
Okay.
In Hocus Pocus from 1993, what are the names of the three witch sisters? Is it A, Pete, Peter, and Patricia? B, Winifred, Sarah, and Mary? C, Sabrina, Elvira, and Morticia? Or D, Con, Connie, or Cortado?
It's Winifred, Sarah, and Mary. Definitely.
Very well done. Very well done. You're going to sail through the rest of this now.
Okay.
All right. Number two. What kind of creature is Michael Myers in Halloween from 1978? A, a vampire. B, a teen wolf. C, a human serial killer. Or D, a ghost?
That one's so hard. A human serial killer?
Yes. Very well done. Now, I almost might have said ghost there because isn't he kind of dead? Or
kind of, yeah.
Yeah. That's all right.
He could be considered a zombie, too, because he's kind of not
true
living.
Well, that's kind of why I was thinking, like, we probably would have given you ghost as well.
Yeah.
Number three, in Beetlejuice from 1988, what must you say three times to summon him? A, goosebumps. B, yummy. C, Beetlejuice. Or D, it's dark outside.
You have to say beetle breakfast, beetle orange, beetle juice, beetle
perfect.
Juice, beetle juice.
Well done. You are crushing this, Lise. You're 3 for 3. Number four, who is the friendly ghost in a 1995 Halloween-themed family movie? Is it A, Danny Phantom? Love his work. B, Ghosty. C, Schwabs. Or D, Casper?
It's D, Casper. Oh, my gosh. I was so scared that you were going to be tough on me. And these are easy.
I feel like maybe we should have been, but you're doing well.
No,
all right.
No.
Number five. What kind of monster is the main character in Frankenstein from 1931? A, a vampire. B, a stitched together human creation. D, a mummy. C, a mummy. Or D, Mark Wahlberg.
That okay, who came up with the A, B, C, and D? Was that Con or was
that
that's
you? Yeah, that's Con. Yeah.
Putting Mark Wahlberg in there was classic.
Oh, he knows how to push my buttons.
Let's see. I would say that Frankenstein himself was none of the above.
Oh, well, he did say what kind of monster is the main character in Frankenstein.
Okay, so, well, then I'll give him that. It's a stitch to that of human.
Yeah, awesome. Well, you're cruising, my friend. 5 for 5. All right, number 6. What Halloween movie? Only 94 more to go, Lise. What Halloween movie features the quote, "It's just a bunch of hocus pocus"? Is it A, The Nightmare Before Christmas, B, Hocus Pocus, C, The Addams Family, or D, Jumanji?
It's Hocus Pocus.
6 for 6. Conrad, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Number 7. In The Nightmare Before Christmas in 1993, what is Jack Skellington's nickname? Is it A, Gross-Looking Thingy, B, The Skeleton King, D, The Pumpkin King, or D, The Ghost Host?
I don't know this one. I think it's The Skeleton King. I think. But it could be The Pumpkin King. I think it's Skeleton King, though.
I was trying to cheat for you, but I'm sorry. That is not correct. It's the Pumpkin King. Yeah. You had it with King. You were very close. Oh. All right. 3 more. Here we go. What classic movie features a vampire named Count Dracula? Oh, God. Seriously, Conrad?
Conrad.
Is it A, The Invisible Man, B, Dracula, C, The Mummy, D, The Godfather of Green Bay?
It's Dracula. Woo-hoo. But Conrad, you are terrible putting the Godfather of Green Bay in there.
He's averaging one per every other here. Like, he takes a funny. You could have put Schwab's for that one, too.
Yeah, all right. This is true.
Number 9. What type of creature is featured in the movie Gremlins from 1984? Is it A, zombies, B, goblins, C, mischievous little monsters, or D, tourists?
Well, it's C, mischievous little monsters, and aren't they called Mogwai?
Ooh. the bottom line don't is you got the answer right, Lisa.
You got it right.
I forgot about Mogwai. All right, 10th and final question. Which of these is a Tim Burton movie? A, Coraline, B, Monster House, C, Paranorman, or D, Beetlejuice?
That's not fair.
Why?
I think it's Coraline, but all of them, I think, had Danny Elfman music in it. So it's like...
Well, the question is, which of these is a Tim Burton movie?
Right. And, you know, Tim Burton uses Danny Elfman all the time. So that's how I connect things. I think it's Coraline, though. I think.
Unfortunately, I'm sorry, it is Beetlejuice.
Oh, man. Oh,
I thought you'd get that one.
Well, yeah, I thought.
Lisa, you are tossed over, and you are so much fun. Thank you for being on this show. Keep up the great work with New Wisco Weekend. It's such a great show, and I'm thrilled and honored to be a part of it. And let's do this again soon.
Absolutely.
All right, my friend. Have a great night. Don't watch too many scary movies. You'll be up all night.
No, nothing keeps me awake. Are you kidding? I'm a journalist. We sleep through anything.
I believe that. All right. Have a great night. Thank you, Lisa Hale.
Bye.
Check out New Wisco Weekend, folks, and check out her newscast. She is so good at, you know, I'm always kind of fascinated by people who are good at news and they're good at something else too, like hosting a show. Because have you ever done NewsCon? You ever broke a story?
No.
See, I could never keep my cool. I was always like, oh, my God, listen to this. And that's not how a journalist should do things.
That's a way to grab attention, though.
Yeah. Who's this moron? Let's go to some text. We're kind of behind on our text. Our question tonight is, what is your name a band? Why won't my computer work? What rock band or musician is really overrated? I forgot I put really in there. From the 920, wait, where am I? I'm sorry. From the 608, John Murray says, hanging with his... Is that not for us, Con?
That is for what that guy is doing, speeding past you. Where is he going? He's hanging with the side piece at the park.
Boy, she must be a catch, based on his wardrobe. That's great. And I did tell people to text in about that. I missed that somehow. All right. And John says, go, man, go. All right. We will finish. We will read more of your text coming up next. Almost a whole block for yep. texts. That's what we do here at Nightlight. And Terry Barr coming up at 7:35 for Barr Band Friday night. Don't go anywhere, folks. We're coming back. This is a very short break. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight.
Eagle 1490 AM. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It should not be a partisan question as to how the National Guard is being deployed. That should be extremely concerning to Republicans of good faith right alongside Democrats. If you scrub it of the partisanship, the facts are not disputable. You have flouting of court orders and a political use of the National Guard, two things which no American should ever be okay with.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Maybe what's happening at the school board needs to be disrupted.
Jim Santel and Joan Esposito, the Wisconsin teacher losing their job because of a social media post. The teacher's tweet disrupted the district's operations.
Judge says that overcomes the right of the teacher to speak publicly.
What if this were 60 years ago and she were putting up a post about desegregating the school?
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
The talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490. As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. It's a fun Friday, Con. You got to admit.
I agree.
I know you're trying to preemptively be depressed about the Brewers. I get it. It's
you know, I thought about this. You know, it's already happened. The game 2 and game 3 kind of is just like, all right, nothing else can hurt me now.
Here's what I will say. Has anyone ever been down 3-0 in baseball
yes.
and come back? Okay.
The Red Sox.
Yes.
David Ortiz was on the team. I forget what year it was.
That was incredible.
Netflix actually just dropped a documentary on that team, which is, I might watch that. It sounds
maybe like
cool.
03, so, 01, something like that.
Was David Ortiz
Yeah. Big Pappy, right?
Yeah, Big Pappy.
I thought it was in the early 2000s. But he. But listen, all I'm going to say is if the Brewers are able to somehow come back... How euchre like
I guess yeah that's
people would lose their minds like and say this is you know some kind of euchre intervention right?
Well, it all starts with one game at a time. You
one
know?
Game
I mean, they just got to win today.
Get a little
see
bit
tomorrow.
Of momentum. Absolutely. Our question of the night, folks, is you still have time to get in on this if you want. Is what rock band or musician is really overrated? And in the 608. We've got Anna from Madison says, "Hi, Pete and Conrad. The most overrated rock band is Kiss. That's number 2 for Kiss tonight. The most overrated performer is Kanye West. This afternoon, I saw No Packers, No Life, a great movie. I'm so excited to see that. Was Todd Alba out there today?
Yeah, he might have been.
I think he did like a remote. But one of the songs that Terry is bringing us tonight for Bar Band Friday Night in just a few minutes is from that movie, and it's really good. Great text, Anna. Thank you. John from the 608 says, Zamfir is so overrated. Pan flute. Come on. That's a great text, John, but maybe he's underrated as pan flutes go. I just don't know enough about the pan flute, but great text. Angie from Monroe in the 608 says, hey now, it's more like alcohol than someone with the marijuana. Oh, I can't remember what you're talking about.
Still the where he's going?
The guy with no shirt and the moobs? Maybe. Thanks, Angie. John Murray, also in the 608, says, Hole was talentless. Oh, that's Kurt Cobain's Courtney Love's band. Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan either, John. Angie from Monroe says, Kid Rock, totally agree.
Yeah, you don't like him, do you?
I don't like him. Write your own song. Stop sampling.
And you didn't like
and
his...
put a shirt on.
You didn't like his hair or something like that?
I don't like much about him. But you know what? I did like a couple of his tunes again. The one he did with Sheryl Crow, kind of a nice ballad. I liked it. But it's something, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'm not a huge fan of his music. And maybe he's great. Look, this is my opinion. I don't know much about music. Bridget from the 818 says, Beyonce. That's as controversial as Kid Rock. No? She dresses better, though.
I would say.
John from Madison again in the 608. Britney. Commercial only, can't sing live. There's a lot of people like that.
Britney Spears,
yeah. And I think Madonna was like that too. Madonna, like, they had tracks of her singing and they played them and released them, and apparently it was awful. Tony the trucker in the 608 says, Pete, don't understand the Village People's music. However, I do get the diverse costumes. Yeah, I'm with you there, Tony. They had a couple cool tunes, though. How much money have they made off YMCA? It's at every wedding. Not that you have to pay a residual for that, but Macho Man in the Navy? Come on, the hits just keep on coming, Tony. Steady Eddie says, Pete, Taylor Swift is way overrated. Her net wealth is $1.6 billion. Are you kidding me? She is pretty. A cultural phenomenon and a great businesswoman, but to me, she is a mediocre music maker.
Totally agree, Steady Eddie.
You guys are kindred spirits, Conrad. Hall & Oates, overrated? Yes, but the song Sarah Smile is beautiful. Yeah, I like Sarah Smile. That's a good one. And She's Gone. He says, I picked the Beatles over the Stones. I think they were more creative and willing to experiment and grow and knew when to call it quits. The Stones are still doing their same old hits 60 years later. Why? I'll tell you why, Steady Eddie. Cha-ching.
Yeah, the only reason for them to keep doing it.
I mean, and what else are they going to do? Like, if Mick Jagger isn't up on stage dancing around, what is he going to do? Like, I think that's a job I would never retire from. The Rush has got to be amazing. I'm sure they get sick of the songs, but maybe they've got such a huge song catalog, they probably, you know, mix it up sometimes. But thank you, Steady Eddie, as usual. Monica from Mount Horeb in the 608 says, Hootie and the Blowfish, all their music sounded the same. That's interesting, Monica. When you said that, I was like, Hootie and the Blowfish, okay, I liked a couple of their songs, but I'm with you that they all sounded the same. And as a result, they didn't last that long.
Quick question. Which yeah. one of the Friends characters kissed one of the Blowfishes?
Monica.
It was, yeah.
It was Monica, right? Yeah. And it was a Blowfish, though. It wasn't Hootie. Hootie had already broken off and gone on his own. Darius Rucker's like got his own career and everything. I just want to say this. This drives me crazy. I write these Hollywood beats and I comb all the trade papers and all the gossip stuff looking for fun stories that I can, you know, write up, make a joke about, or just be informative because I break all the big stories like Lisa Hale. And this drove me crazy. The New York Post is the worst. The fall of an icon, Diane Keaton's cause of death revealed after shocking passing at age 79. Then you read the article and it's like, well, she died of pneumonia. She wasn't young. And she battled skin cancer. It's such a misleading headline.
Well, it's, you know, they do it to get the clicks.
Of course they do. But sometimes they don't. Like, it's not like everything they post is like that. So in this, I was like, oh my God, what was she into? Like, I was expecting heroin or meth or something. And it's like, oh, she's died of pneumonia, like many people who are 80 years old. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to get you too excited, but in just a few minutes, our pal Terry Barr will be here. It's a Barr Band Friday night, and we are coming right back. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. You know there's nothing more.
Listening to the Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
1490, WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse and home for the Tom Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Large protests across the country this weekend.
From Washington, D.C. to L.A. and cities in between, No Kings protests are planned for Saturday. Organizers are predicting millions will take part nationwide this weekend. They say the protests are in response to an abuse of power by President Trump, including the immigration crackdown. Here in California, there will be protests as Vice President J.D. Vance is at Camp Pendleton to watch a live fire demonstration in honor of the Marine Corps' 250th anniversary.
ABC's Alex Stone in L.A. Ukraine's President Zelensky at the White House Friday asking for long-range Tomahawk missiles to reach Russian military bases. President Trump has hinted he's not ready to sell the missiles to Ukraine yet, after Russian President Putin asked for another summit. Former Congressman George Santos, more than 7-year prison sentence commuted Friday by President Trump. The UK's Prince Andrew is relinquishing all of his royal titles over allegations linking him to convicted sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. This is ABC News.
The Brewers' season comes to an end. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers were once again dominated by the Dodgers in Los Angeles. The Dodgers winning 5-1 to complete a 4-game sweep of Milwaukee. The Brewers going from the best record in baseball to runners-up in the postseason again. Manager Pat Murphy.
We've talked about being an inch from the top and an inch from the bottom. And we faced a really, really talented team that played really, really good.
The Dodgers starting pitcher, Shohei Ohtani, named the series MVP after pitching 6 scoreless innings, striking out 10 batters, and hitting 3 home runs in the game, one that left the ballpark.
There's a reason why he's the greatest player on the planet. You know, what he did on the mound, what he did at the bat, he created a lot of memories for a lot of people. And so for us to do it in a game-clinching game at home, wins the NLCS MVP, pretty special, and I'm just happy to be able to go along for the ride.
That's Dodgers manager Dave Roberts. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a more efficient way to watch TV, this might be a deal for you. You can now bundle Apple TV with Peacock. Apple TV is already ad-free, but if you pair it with Peacock Premium Plus, which is Peacock's version of ad-free, it will cost you $19.99 a month. That's barely a savings from current prices, but if you go with the ad-supported Peacock, you can get both platforms for $14.99. Apple TV right now is currently $12.99, so that's not a bad deal, if you don't mind a few ads. It was pretty much a given Taylor Swift's new album, The Life of a Showgirl, was going to break records. According to Variety, Showgirl sold 4 million units in its first week. The old record was 3.5 million units for a week, which was previously held by Adele, according to Billboard. Swift also set a record, now having the most number one solo albums, breaking a tie she held with Jay-Z and Drake. She trails only the Beatles, who hold the record for all artists with 19 number one albums. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and a high near 71. Tonight, chance of showers, lows in the mid-40s. Northwest winds up to 20 miles per hour. Becoming sunny on your Sunday with highs around 59, still a bit on the breezy side. For Monday, chance of showers and a high near 64.
Right now, it's 55.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Paul Jaconi Berry and Sean Hannish back with another great Wisconsin sports film. No Packers, no life.
Sean came across No Packers, No Life at the Wisconsin Film Festival and said, you got to see it. We got to see if we can do something. This movie is just such a great opportunity to really see the impact of Wisconsin culture halfway around the world in Japan. It is just so magical and joyful. Yeah. So I encourage everybody to come take a look.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app. Matt Nair on Air.
Hi, it's Jane Matt Nair.
Hi, it's Greg Bach.
I'm Calvin.
Join us weekdays 9 to 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network for Matt Nair on Air.
We cover all the news that directly affects us as Wisconsinites.
And we lighten things up in hour number two with a segment called Audio Sorbet, and this shouldn't be a thing. We hope you can join us.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
I'm joined by my special guest, Tom Paulsiewicz. We dive into Donald Trump's plan to dispatch the IRS against his enemies and Magic Mike's refusal to seat the newest elected congresswoman. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to one of our favorite times of the week. It is 7:35 on a Friday night, and that can only mean one thing. Our pal and MaxSync radio co-host and our Wisconsin music expert, Terry Barr, joins us now over the stream, and she has outdone herself, folks. If you don't like the music she brought this week, I will give you your money back. It's free, Terry. It doesn't matter to me. How are you?
I'm good. How are you and Conrad doing? And how are all the listeners?
So far, so good. We have a great question tonight. And I kind of chose this because I knew you would be here. And the question is, what is a really overrated band or musician? And, you know, but it's kind of serendipitous. Like, it's a good question, but also Ace Frehley passed away. I know you're a huge Kiss fan, so I am sorry for your loss. I don't mean that facetiously. I know that we get connected to musicians and people that bring so much joy to our lives. So I am sorry about his passing. But do you have a band that you think is overrated? Someone who knows
music? I was listening earlier and I heard someone say it was Kiss.
A couple people.
I would absolutely argue against that, but that's okay. I appreciate everybody's opinions. You know, I had to really think about this and kind of think outside the box, because when you listen to pop music, current pop music, I don't know, it all sounds the same. And how are they making it? And the people that are really so good are not. But I think what really gets me is all the K-pop music.
Okay.
Are they singing? Do they sing? Do they write their songs? I can't stand it.
Con, I'm going to change Terry's mind on that. I think when we go to the break, a little BTS. Let's fire that. Well, you haven't played that in a while either. So I think Conrad's with you. I give him all these songs. He plays like two of them. So he either hates my taste in music or he finds them.
That's a good indication, yes.
So I will agree with you, though. Like, Rock and Roll All Night, I Was Made for Loving You, Detroit Rock City. That was the first album I owned, was Destroyer. And, I mean, Dr. Love's a little late. I'm not saying they don't have their... You know,
every band does, but who put out music in the way that they did and stood up and said, we are going to be famous. Yeah. You know, it's like they had that mantra in their head when they were kids and they made it happen.
Right.
It's incredible.
Here's another one I like of theirs. I just had it here. Where God of Thunder. No. King of the Nighttime World.
Oh, that's
a
fun
great
one.
Song, right?
Yeah.
So sorry.
If you listen to Ace Frehley's solo album, though, obviously it was the bestseller of the time.
That's what I hear. Yeah.
Those songs back to back to back still stand up today. Of course, New York Groove is still played all the time.
Huh.
And the very first song on that album is actually my favorite. It's called Rip It Out. And he's talking about some girl that took his heart and ripped it out of his chest and how that felt. Wow. And I just love it. It's such a jam, too.
Oh, that's great. Yes. I was just reading about him yesterday and how his solo album was considered critically, too, the best of all of their solo albums because they all did one. So,
yes.
Anyway,
what
I knew
time.
We were going to have some Kiss talk with you, and I was happy
Thank
about
you.
That.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely. Conrad's most overrated was Taylor Swift. Mine was Hall & Oates.
Ooh.
So,
you know, okay,
slightly controversial. I don't know. Let's jump into some music here tonight.
Oh my God.
I like both of these songs. One of them blew me away. I love it. And it's part of a movie. Should we start with that one or should we start with, Dylan Chambers or Driftless.
It's your show, Pete. You,
I know,
you
but
tell me which.
Yeah, but
what are you feeling? What are you feeling?
Let's go with Dylan Chambers first, then. Let's do an opening. I feel like Driftless Pony Club is kind of a showstopper, so let's let that headline. But Dylan Chambers, a great tune. I really like what you had to say about this in the connection to Wisconsin, too.
It's incredible. Sam Lyons is the connection to Wisconsin. Born and raised in Madison, he only moved to LA a year ago, and only because he wanted to see what would happen. He felt young enough. He didn't have any ties. So off he goes. He writes his whole new album out there. It is now up for a Grammy.
What?
So something is inspiring him. He made it through the first round of voting for Grammys. So again, his name is Sam Lyons, L-Y-O-N-S. He comes back and plays around Wisconsin every couple of months. So he hasn't left Wisconsin totally behind. But why we're listening to this song tonight, it reminds me of so many people that go to Nashville to write songs for other people.
Yeah.
And that's what happened with Sam. He met this guy, and the guy liked what Sam was already doing. He said, "Would you write a song that I could do?" But I think they became such good friends through the process that Sam is on the song. He's playing guitar. He's doing background vocals. And then he's the songwriter as well. I just love that.
Wow. So how old is he?
Sam is still, I think, only in his 20s.
That's impressive. So this is
and
Dylan.
I guess if you're going to do it then, right?
Oh, absolutely.
You've done it, so you know.
I have, but like to I've never been nominated for a Grammy because I can't sing.
I
but he, it's impressive that these, I'm amazed when I hear lyrics like this from someone so young. That's really what I find kind of fascinating. Should we, should we play the song?
Sure.
This just dropped last night, right?
It did. It's brand new off of Dylan Chambers' brand new album. And this is one of the first songs that was released last night.
I love it. This is Whatever Happens, compliments of Terry Barr through Sam Lyons and Dylan Chambers. Great tune. Love it.
Pete, I think we need to keep these names, Dylan Chambers and Sam Lyons, in front of us. This sounds like a hit to me.
Absolutely. And if he's already Grammy nominated, that's,
I know,
that's incredible. We have to keep, like, has he been on Max Inc.?
Yes, a long time ago. Okay. Yes. Right. It was even, it was before he moved to LA. But I need to actually get a hold of him and ask him next time he's in town to come back on with us. He's the nicest guy. He's so terrific.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
And you love seeing a nice, like you said, if you know him a little bit, he's a good guy. You just cheer for their success even more. That's so great. And a great
Well,
team.
And I like to bring these different things to you when I can, just to show, you know, you can make it here, but sometimes when you go somewhere else, it's fun to see what happens to people too.
Oh, definitely. And check out, folks, go to YouTube and type in Dylan Chambers, Whatever Happens, because the I don't know if that's album artwork or whatever, but it's pretty cool.
Is.
The guy opening the door and there's like a big rainbow and a wheat field. It's just really cool. I love the album work. All right. So tell us about this song. I thought was great. And I love the connection to the movie No Packers, No Life. Tell us about the Driftless Pony Club. What a cool name that is.
Isn't that the best name?
It.
The minute I heard the name, I said to myself, I got to find out who these guys are. They formed at UW-Madison in 1999. They are now based out of Chicago. They haven't been touring because a couple of the members, in particular, the lead singer who also writes a lot of the songs, his name is Craig Benzine. He is the director of the film that just came out. It was released publicly today, called No Packers, No Life.
All right, time out.
Yeah.
Craig Benzine is great. He's been
you
on the show.
Craig?
He's been on the show a couple times. I interviewed him on PBS Wisconsin for the film festival episode of the TV show I host. He's incredibly talented. He's Wheezy Waiter. He's got like over 1 million followers on YouTube.
Yes!
So he's an influencer. He made this movie. Are you telling me he's in this band too?
Yeah, he's been in this band since 99. And he is one of the guys that wrote this song that we're going to listen to.
You gotta be kidding me. That's amazing.
No. As you know then, yes, director of No Packers, No Life.
Yeah.
Crazy cool look at this Japanese cheer club that turns out loves the Green Bay Packers. So as part of this film, they bring them to Green Bay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just crazy cool.
And
so they wrote this song for the movie.
You probably, maybe you already know this. Sean Hannish, who made the film Just a Bit Outside with Kelly Call, they've been on the show too. And Sean's been on several times. And last he was on, I got an email from a publicist saying, you got to have Sean on to talk about No Packers, No Life. I'm like, what? So he's distributing it on behalf, for Craig. And so, so much talent tied to this film. And this song is great. Is this song in the movie?
It is in the movie, written for the movie. And as you know, Craig's ties are all back to Wisconsin again.
Yeah.
He made it as far as Chicago. So, you know, whatever.
Yeah, he's staying pretty close. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. And I've heard some interviews with him recently as the movie was coming out where he just loves Wisconsin sports so much that he was thrilled to be part of this.
Yeah, he does. He's a really fun guest to have. If you could ever have him on Max Inc. Radio too.
I love the idea, Pete. Thank
you. He's terrific. So, all right, we are going to do a very short break.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and we are going to play the song Man of Action. And this will knock your socks off, folks. You don't want to miss this song out of the movie No Packers, No Life. A great tune. We're coming right back. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network with Terry Barr.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people.
the conservative majority of the U.S. Supreme Court appeared to agree October 15th with arguments that the Voting Rights Act Section 2's majority-minority voting districts conflicted with the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. A decision is expected next year. Chief Justice John Roberts signaled that the court's 2023 Milligan precedent, a very similar case, may not apply to Louisiana versus Calais. Justice Kagan later pointed out that the court rejected several similar arguments by the state of Alabama defending its discrimination. Louisiana argued that the court-mandated majority-minority districts giving minority voters an equal chance to elect the candidate of their choice puts the state in a position to discriminate against other voters. Justices Kavanaugh and Coney Barrett both voiced support for an endpoint to sunset such opportunity districts. The court's Jingles test, used to determine if a group qualifies for such a district, was also questioned by the conservative justices. In her opening argument, the NAACP Legal Defense Fund's Janae Nelson said that should the court strike down Section 2, it would be, quote, a staggering reversal of precedent that would throw maps across the country into chaos. There are 148 VRA majority-minority districts in 28 states, according to Ballotpedia. We've linked a transcript of the arguments at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
A very funny stand-up comic, Mr. Mike Toomey. The last time I saw a Goldie Hawn film in the theater, the male lead was giving her a foot massage, and it was the worst foot I've ever seen. I actually said out loud, I went, ew. And my aunt started cracking up.
Yeah, maybe they could have had a stand-in, like a stunt foot.
Please, something. Even if it's a guy's foot, I don't care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. We are in the home stretch on this Friday night edition of Nightlight, a beautiful, positively beautiful night here in the state of Wisconsin. Hope you're having a great night and glad you're with me tonight. We've had a lot of fun here and still more to come with our guest and my co-host here for Bar Band Friday Night, the lovely and talented and crazy music fan, Terry Barr. So
I love when I can surprise you with something, too.
This is so great. I had no idea. We were saying before the break that Craig Benzine is also part of this Driftless Pony Club, and I didn't know that. I knew the guy was multi-talented and a heck of a good guy, but this will be fun. All right, so This is the song Man of Action by the Driftless Pony Club, and you can see it if you check out the movie No Packers, No Life, a really great movie. It's in theaters right now.
It is all around the state at Marcus Theaters.
Outstanding. So let's hear Craig's latest creation in addition to his movie. And he's got some great people around him, I'm sure, in the band as well. This is the Driftless Pony Club, Man of Action. was so hard for me to stay in my chair. That is such a great song.
That is so fun. And can't you even hear that? At some point, the Packers actually play that at Lambeau Field.
They should.
It's got that great riff.
That's a great song. Yeah. Wow. I'm even more excited to see. Even though he's been on the show a couple times and I interviewed him on PBS, I still haven't seen the whole movie. So I'm very excited. And we'll have to have Craig back on con and see how the release goes, because he's such a such a good guy.
That would be really fun.
And now he's like ridiculously talented. This is like a third. He's an influencer, a filmmaker, and a musician. I don't even think I'm going to be able to perform sexually with my wife for the next 6 months.
Oh gosh.
Conrad just buried his hand in it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, there's too much information.
There's people like that are just like,
I know.
I'm blown away by how talented they are. I've friends
he sounded so surprised when I said his name in conjunction
with
this group that he's been part of since 99.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah, it's such a great song. It makes me want to go check out the rest of it, because I love the band Driftless Pony Club too. That name is so great.
It's really good. Yeah. If you go to their YouTube, their videos are ridiculous. They do really funny behind the scenes at shows. How do you do a show? They're just, they're comedians, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We got to get Craig back on the show. I'll try to get him on next week. Terry, so much fun. As always, thank you.
You guys too. Thank you.
I'm going to be cranked. This is my new workout song too.
I love it.
So when I bench 40 pounds, I'll be, I might look ridiculous.
I've heard about this. Okay.
I might look ridiculous, but I'm going to be really pumped up.
Go for it. Go for it. We'll be playing this again tomorrow night on Max Inc. Radio too.
Oh, I was just going to ask you who you have coming up. So is Craig
on
the show?
That will be a reveal it's a reveal in Madison, since you already got the reveal across the state. Yeah.
So, thank you and sorry.
We have a great author on tomorrow night, though. Also, Susan Massino wrote about AC/DC and Van Halen. She's a local author.
Oh.
She toured with them and has books out. So I'm looking forward to talking with her.
Very cool. All right. Check out Max Inc. Radio, folks, on go to civicmedia.us if you don't live in Madison. Otherwise, 92.7 WMDX tomorrow night from 6 to 9. Such a great show, an award-winning show, and co-hosted by the award-winning Terry Barr. Hey, good luck to your Brewers, and thank you so much, as always, Terry. We will we'll talk soon.
Happy weekend, everyone.
See you later. That's Terry Barr, folks. Check out Max Inc. Radio. Thank you to Lisa Hale, so much fun, and Terry Barr, and to all your texts and calls. It was a lot of fun tonight here on Nightlight, a good Friday edition. Con, anything else?
Brewers are losing already.
Oh, come on, dude. Your quiz was so great. That was so much fun. You cannot let the Brewers get you down. You cannot take this negative energy into the tournament, man. That's right out of Big Lebowski. All right. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I'm Pete Schwab. Say goodnight, Wisconsin.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump met with Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House one day after he spoke by phone with Russia's Vladimir Putin. The president urged the two sides to stop fighting immediately and let the battle lines decide territory control. The president admitted he might be getting played by Putin. Retired General Doug Lute, an ABC News contributor, says,
I don't think there's any indication that Putin wants to make the deal. I mean, Putin's playing the long game here. He hasn't changed his objectives at all over the now nearly four-year-long war.
Former Congressman George Santos is now a free man after President Trump commuted his seven-year sentence after he pled guilty to fraud and campaign finance crimes. The president had said that Santos had been mistreated and that, quote, he always had the courage, conviction, and intelligence to always vote Republican. The L.A. Dodgers going back to the World Series after Shohei Ohtani hit three home runs and struck out 10 batters as a pitcher. This is ABC News.